Weather forecasters are warning of potentially dangerous heat today, with temperatures nearing 100 degrees in the Denver metro area. Critical fire weather conditions are also expected across the central Rockies. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy announced yesterday that a bipartisan group of senators reached an agreement on terms for reforming the country's gun laws. Senator Murphy says at least 10 Republicans have agreed to support the measures, enough to break a filibuster. The breakthrough, after 30 years of inaction, comes after nationwide marches calling for common sense gun reforms. We'll have more on the local marches later in the show. Front Range cities, including Boulder and Lewisville, are enacting local restrictions. The City Council of Boulder unanimously approved 6 new ordinances last week. Boulder Mayor Aaron Brockett urged more cities across the state to pass stricter gun laws to aid in preventing mass shootings. Brockett said laws that may have prevented the King Super shooting are more effective if more cities pass them. These ordinances could potentially brush up against the impending Supreme Court ruling in the case of New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, Incorporated. This case questions the constitutionality of a law more than a century old in the state, which requires a person requesting a concealed carry permit to exhibit the need for self-defense. On June 16th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m., Boulder County Community and Planning is hosting an information session regarding land use code update, which would allow an accessory dwelling to be a part of the redevelopment of a property that was destroyed by the Marshall Fire. The meeting will include a presentation and an overview of the proposed amendments for the redevelopment for 1 hour, a Q&A session for 15 minutes, and another 15 minutes for discussing the next steps for the plan. It will be recorded and uploaded online for those unable to attend on Friday, June 17th. There will be a public comment period from June 16th to June 26th intended for comments regarding the proposal. Last week, the Colorado State Board of Education met in Estes Park to discuss social studies standards and the statewide guidelines for curriculum in history and civics classes. The state asked Social Studies Standards Review Committee to add inclusive language to social studies curriculums that highlight the contributions of African American, Asian American, Indigenous, Latin and LGBTQ+, and religious minority communities. While the State Board of Education has discussed adding new voices to school social and civic studies before, pushback from anti-LGBTQ+ protesters resulted in the board rolling back the change. This weekend's committee final recommendations, according to a press release, strike 27 references to the LGBTQ+ community and name the LGBT+ community in their contributions just 5 times throughout K-12 social studies standards, twice in 4th grade history, twice in 4th grade civics, and once in high school history. The final recommendations also backtrack to reference African American, Asian American, Indigenous, Latin, and religious minority communities and their contributions throughout the standards. The power is now shifted to the State Board of Education, which plans to meet monthly to discuss the standards and consider amendments to the final recommendations until November or December, when the board is expected to take a final vote. The next meeting is scheduled for July 13th and 14th. In Boulder, it is a high of 93 and a low of 64. In Fort Collins, it's a high of 96 and a low of 54. In Denver, it's a high of 97 and a low of 62. Outside of the studio here in Boulder, it's 67 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Nicole Rubin.